So this podcast, you're going to hear some back noise, ground noise often, because I get my best thoughts when I'm walking or working. Right now I'm remodeling a house and I'm doing the work myself. It's Sunday, so I'm going to spend 6 to 8 hours working on a house. My son's flying to LA to do his thing. This is about the book that I've been given away. The only people I've ever charged are people that I gave the book to first, who just said, hey, I'd like a physical. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, but it's $15, you know? Because there's, you know, there's a little bit of hassle. I gotta print it, I gotta buy these damn things, I gotta ship it to them, so. But if a guy doesn't want to pay that and he's cool with the digital or just wants to print it off himself, I guess you could print it cheaper than $15. And I just give it away. I give it to clients in my other business. I've given it to friends, strangers I've met. It's just about, hey, let's have a conversation. What if we as people talked more about money? I mean, I seek out this conversation because a lot of times your family doesn't want to have it. Your friends don't necessarily want to have it. Or the people that want to have it want something from you, you know? And so I wrote this book and, I don't know, gave it to 100 friends and family. And I'm not trying to be some fancy book writer. And there's a lot of things that need to be changed. And none of it's original ideas. These are just shit I've learned along the way. And I just said, hey, I want to kind of riff on this, because if I was 20, you know, what would I want to listen to? Who would I listen to? Well, I would probably listen to myself first, right? And so that means other people might get something out of it. So I began riffing on this idea. But the book that had the most influence in my life was the book, The Science of Getting Rich. And I read that book and I took the 17 chapters by Wallace Wattles and I began to kind of trying to find a way to apply it to my life to make it some sort of blueprint. That yeah, I would mess up and I wouldn't follow the rules and I wouldn't do everything correctly, but when I'd correct myself and get myself back on track, I had a plan, you know, there was no excuse. And I began to work with what I had, with what was in front of me. Yeah, I didn't go to college, but I had a truck and I had a lawnmower. You know, and so I began mowing yards for extra money. You know, I'm 27 years old. I'd gotten out of the army. I've got some debt. I had 12 grand like a dipshit. I spent 9 of it on a truck. Now I'm basically broke. Well, I was broke with 12, but now I'm really broke. And I start mowing yards. And during this process, I meet this black dude, a real cool guy named Jesse. He's mowing yards. He's got a little book in his hand. I met him at work at a new job I started. He's doing the same hustle. He's been doing it for like 10 years. Jesse's got like 70 houses he mows. Like no shit, 70. Most of these are senior citizens and single ladies and just people who don't want to mow their yard. He's got like 70. He has this all in a notebook. And he's charging some of them as little as $20. Some of them are $80 or $100. This dude is making, forget what it was, man. It was a chunk of money. This is in 96. He's making like 4 G's on the side mowing yards. And then in the winter, he just kind of upkeeps the yard for him, checks in, rakes. He did other things. You know, he's getting older and he's like, dude, you want to help me? Like, hell yeah. So a side hustle and being open to talk to people, to be able to communicate with people and not being afraid to have that conversation turned into, you know, a part-time hustle. And so that's all of a sudden you're able to generate $2,000 a month outside of your job. And as long as you got the bills under check, you realize that's just above and beyond what you need to live. And the trick to money is having money. The trick to money is having more money than you need and taking the surplus, the margin. You know, business runs on margin. They purchase products, they sell, they purchase, put it together, they sell the product at retail. The money they make after all expenses is their margin. How much profit margin do you have? Well, our lives are no different. And so I structured my life to live on the job, but I took the side hustles and purely invested them, like 100% of it. So when I, sometimes people say, well, how much should I invest? All of it. Like all of it. Not your whole life. I'm not advocating you turn into a financial monk and live in a monastery. I'm advocating that you take large chunks of money and just consistently put it to work month after month after month for a period of time. 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. Putting it into things that are investments. I didn't say starting a business. You could start a business, but that's not what this is. This is you're putting that money not into ideas, into investments. Just like people go off to college for 3 or 4 years, and the net result of that four-year journey is usually a negative net worth. Meaning you go to college 2, 3, 4 years, 8 years, however long you go, when you get out, you're actually worth less money than the day you were born. That's the traditional path. That's the way people go. And so I skipped that process, good, bad, or indifferent. So I didn't start out with $50,000 in debt. I didn't have a car note. Remember, I had 12 grand when I got out of the Army and I paid cash. And so while not being the wisest person, not having the best paying job, I just made series of wise spending decisions, doing it, and then began educating myself. Everyone always says you should invest first in yourself, especially if they sell invest in yourself products. They teach that, right? And then, you know, I did that. So I'm reading the books. I get The Science of Getting Rich. I get the book on real estate investing. I bump into a guy who's, because I got the books on it and I'm talking about it, pillar number 7, learning to deal and communicate with people effectively. I put my intention into the universe, just like The Science of Getting Rich talks about. I bump into a guy doing the same side hustle as me, lawn care, doing it bigger and better, and that leads to money. And now I'm reading about the real estate. And my savings rate is $2,000 a month, $3,000. Then I get it to $4,000. We live on my wife's income. And the money I made part-time at a job, I gave to her. But everything else I made, the hustle, what we decided to dedicate to, was investing all of that. Like all of it. And so I basically worked two jobs. One to invest, and one to, you know, throw in to help pay bills. And if you do that for 7 consecutive years, you lay such a base that now the investments are producing cash flow at the same rate as the hustle. So you have the job, you have the hustle, and now the passive is as big as the hustle. And then if you keep those three going for a while, soon the passive becomes larger than the job. And you're technically financially free. But it didn't happen on accident. Like this shit was a blueprint. Not the best one, not a billionaire. No Lamborghinis. Just a guy working, doing a side hustle, making smart financial decisions with the purpose of trying to say, hey, with what I have, with where I am, with what I can do, how rich can I get? And then dedicating to that purpose. To even today, 18 years later, investing thousands and thousands of dollars every month. On top of having done that for 18 years, so you begin to see the compounding, and when you look at those compound charts and you get to the end and the curve is going straight up, like that's available to anyone at any age, race, financial situation, social standing, anyone possibly in the world. I don't know. I don't know all the investment opportunities in Indonesia or Philippines, But I'm assuming they have them because they have rich people. Shit, there's a lot of rich people in Russia and China, and they're communist. It's half part of the reason the housing prices in my area are going up so high. Chinese people. Why do you think our president got in a little bit of trouble over some Russian finance deals? Because all the rich Russians and Chinese are dumping money into America. Just ask Canada. And so that's all part of the money game. You can participate in that game or choose not to. It's totally up to you, but it's available every day. I talk about some of these in videos. Mortgage-backed securities, MBSs, can be purchased through simple ETFs. Or the companies can be bought individually. I have both. I have an ETF and I have some of the individual companies because I enjoy researching on them. But I started with the ETFs. Business development companies, real estate companies, individual stocks that pay dividends. Real estate, two bedroom, 800 square foot house. Two bedroom, 800 square foot home on half acre or city lot. That's what I'm looking for. That's my perfect product. Because the roof is half the size, it's half the cost. The painting is half the cost. But the rent's not half. And so that's my game. There's a lot of ways to play real estate. You could be an Airbnb, your own storage facilities. You could partner with people like Hardown Capital and do apartments. That's totally fine. Your return is not going to be as high as if you learn the game. The closer you are to being the manager, the more money you make. So I manage all my own real estate. You hear that right now. Why? Because it makes my returns 30% a year. You know what happens when you compound 30% a year for 18 years? I mean, Google compound interest calculator. You know, do the math in reverse. If you start with 700 and 18 years later, you're 2 mil plus. What does that come out to a year? Like 100,000, right? But I didn't do that. I started with 700. So that's the compound calculator. You see it go up as the years go by. It looks real small. So year one looks like this, one house. I'm all in, $15,000. I walk out of the room with 12 bucks in my pocket. What do? Shit, I'm mowing yards. I need money to start work. And now I'm not saving money. Now I'm putting money into my investment. So I'm putting money into the $75,000 household. See what I'm saying? And so that gets cash flow. Oh, and I'm doing most of the work. I mean, I hire plumbers, electricians, but I'm over there. There's no property manager. It's me. So guess where I'm at on Saturday night? Not at the bar. Right? So I don't need nice clothes. All my free time is spent remodeling houses, creating value, taking my money from my side hustle and putting it into a property. 6 months later, everything's appraised, 10, 12,000 in, you know, I don't remember exactly, it's a long time ago, but it wasn't nothing huge. Property appraises for more when we do the insurance. Now that's not money in my bank, that's equity in the property, right? Now I could go in and get that in the form of a loan, this tax-free money, and put it right in my checking account. I just got paid. But see, I'm in the accumulation stage, so I keep that equity at work. Because I'm making the $2,000, the $3,000, the $4,000 a month on the side, in addition, away from my job. And my wife's doing her job, and we're living on a plan to avoid debt so that we can invest it all from the side hustle. My job's only part-time, 20 hours a week. So I got another 100 hours to try to make real money. So I'm mowing. I get involved in network marketing. I do affiliate programs on the internet. I do anything that's legal to make money. And some of them I get pretty good at. I start learning to run ads in magazines. Different things, man. Different things. Then you buy the second one. Now I got two. This is what this looks like. I got $500 in stocks and two rental properties. My cash flow on the rental properties on the two, I think about 100 total, was just under $300. So $300 a month.
Borrow everything and just get your wife the house you want right off the bat, even though it's about $500 too much. that $300 to $500 of money you could have been compounding on top of some other money you came into, to where all of a sudden you've got, see, if a guy has $2,000 a month plus, and in 10 years, he doesn't have a pile of money, it's because he or she chose not to. They made a conscious choice not to choose wealth. Now, I know bad shit happens to people. That shit happens. It's for real. I've been sued twice. I've been divorced. Car wrecks. Son broke both arms in an accident. Had a house where got hit with a tornado. I mean, all the shit that happens in life happens. And that's why part of this money game is wisdom. You gotta have term insurance. You're out here hustling, trying to get rich, and if you die tomorrow and you leave your widow poor, you don't even understand the money. You don't even understand what we're doing. You're doing it on such a superficial level that you don't even have knowledge. Part of the deal with the money game, trying to build wealth, is legacy. And if you die and everyone is left poor, you know what your legacy is? You're supposed to be a walking agent of prosperity. Like, being around you, the 40-year-old you should make other people feel like there's a possibility of prosperity. That's what Trump does. He breeds ooze money. But see, it doesn't have to be a huge dollar amount. It could just be freaking wisdom. Like, you're the aunt people come to with a money problem because you're the freaking wise person. You put in the time. You bothered to read, to educate yourself, to take the self-help course, put yourself on a plan. You bothered. That's all that's involved in this. All I did was what I read in the book, The Think and Grow Rich, some real estate books, some stock books that are available to everyone in this country. And I just decided, okay, I don't make enough money at my job, so I got to restructure this. I've got to get, at a minimum, $1,000 a month. Really, you need to get in the 2 to 3, 4 range. And if you can get to the 4 to 5 range, you can make some crazy shit happen in 5 years. In 5 years, you can totally change your financial future, where you literally spend your old age with just money. And you could give it all away if that's what gets you going. You could spend the last 20 years just helping people, because you can. Leaving $50 tips. No, you're not driving a Lamborghini, but you leave the waitress $100 just for fun. See what I'm saying? That's it. That game is available to everyone. The jet game, the Lambo game, if you get there, God bless you. But I'm not, I just don't see it. Like, I'm working with what I have, where I am, with what I have available to me right now, what I can do today. And this I can do, and I've been doing. And it looks just like the compound chart. But no one's going to come to your door, knock on the door, and go, hey, excuse me, would you like to join us and make and get rich? I had a guy the other day tell me, Gerald, you can't tell rich people they can get rich. Why not? Because not everyone can. Yeah, they can. Like, it's just math. What if you were on welfare? Yeah. What if, yeah, watch this. You're on welfare. You figure out how to live just on that. And then you spend 100 hours a week making money. Yeah, you would get rich. That's how it works. It's just a math game. Whether you're 16, 85, it doesn't matter, man. It's just a math game. Just like playing chess, you choose to play the game, you don't play the game. It's up to you. You don't accidentally go to the Super Bowl, right? It's been a plan since they were 6.